Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aging Younger Radio, the podcast that's all about disease prevention using natural health alternatives. If you're searching for natural solutions to staying fit and healthy, you've tuned into the right place. Your hosts are David and Stephanie Tippy, two naturopaths with the advice and recommendations you need to steer clear of the modern medical mess created by Big Pharma. Today, more than ever, health is wealth, and on Aging Younger Radio, you'll get the tools and info you need to be the wealthiest person in town. So if having younger skin, a healthier heart, a stronger immune system, and more are what you desire, stick around. And now give a warm welcome to David and Stephanie.
Hello to our listeners. I'm David Tippy. Welcome to the Aging Younger Show. Stephanie couldn't be here this evening. She'll be back next Wednesday. You can give us a call at 954-742-4430, or you can go to our website, agingyounger.net. I want to start off by saying, do not wait for the future. Build the future. Extend life and happiness by putting toxic chemicals in the past permanently. And you will stay healthier longer and resist disease longer and live longer. Pollution that you expose to, that you expose yourself to on a regular basis is an attack on your future. A particular concern are chemicals known or suspected to be human carcinogenic. Even green alternatives can contain harmful ingredients to the chemicals applied to the soil. It is unfortunate, but the terms green and natural are really nothing more than marketing terms, and they do not automatically equate to safety. You have to read labels and do your own research. Moreover, many ingredients do not even have to be listed on the label in the first place, which makes it even more difficult to determine what you are being exposed to. The manufacturers have conveniently lobbied the government to exempt themselves from this requirement so they can purposely omit any ingredients which are considered a secret formula for its label. Not surprisingly, many of these non-disclosed ingredients are actually very toxic. Most people are not aware of the dangers of the chemical toxins which exist in the cleaning products which they choose to buy at a store and use on a daily basis. A quick example is when the chemicals in common household products such as cleaning sprays and laundry detergents are those nice-smelling little cloths which are to make your clothes smell good when the toxins in these nice-smelling little papers hit your skin and lungs, they go directly into your bloodstream, bypassing your liver and kidneys, which you are purposely bypassing due to one of your poor choices. All of these toxins are forcing your body to approach things like dementia and cancer in your future. Let's not leave out parafluorinated chemicals, or PFCs. Research published in 2017 revealed that 33% of fast food wrappers and containers contain the fluorine, which suggests parafluorinated chemicals, or PFCs, were used to give the paper that slick surface. And earlier studies have confirmed fluorinated chemicals can migrate from the packaging into your food. Also, pre- and polyfluoroalkylene substances, or PFAS, and pure fluorooctanoic acid, or PFOA, are chemicals that take thousands of years to degrade and are found in groundwater across the country. The FDA has also reported that samples of drinking water and milk from cows raised on a farm near a U.S. Air Force base that uses PFASs containing firefighting foam were found to contain disrupting amounts of chemicals. Drinking water contained 35 times more PFAS than the current health advisory level set by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, which is 70 parts per trillion. The milk contained high enough amounts that it was deemed a human health concern, resulting in all milk from the farms in that area being discarded. These are only some of the reasons we invite our listeners and our clients to purchase one of our Aging Younger water ionizers that removes toxins from the tap water and gives you pure electrolytes to drink. You can visit our website, agingyounger.net, and click on products and select water ionizers to read all about them. And you can give us a call, 954-742-4430. Our water from our Aging Younger water ionizers offer huge, important improvements on our health. We still must take further steps to eliminate chemical toxins from our lives. Oh, how quick chemicals can work. Just one application of a typical household cleaner can leave dangerous chemicals lingering in your indoor air for hours on end. These chemicals by themselves are considered lethal, and they are extremely irritating to your skin, eyes, and lungs just by themselves, and can be lethal if haphazardly mixed with other chemicals, as some people claiming to be cleaning experts do. Other ingredients in common household cleansers, laundry detergents, even green cleaners that can create a toxic indoor environment include but are not limited to the following: glycoethers, widespread use in paints, perfumes, soaps, cosmetics, and some foods. These toxins cause fatigue, lethargy, nausea, and possible liver and kidney damage. Then there are the phthalates that cause reproductive harm, endocrine disruptors, cancer, and organ damage. Oh, yes, and then there are the perfumes which cause headaches, sinus problems, and asthma. Moving on to choline, which is irritating to your skin, eyes, and lungs. Laundry product phosphates. Manufacturers have reduced or eliminated phosphates from laundry products, but no action has ever been taken on dishwasher detergents, which causes widespread environmental damage. The linoleum phenol ethyl oxalates, or NPEs, a common ingredient in laundry detergents and all-purpose cleaners, is banned in Europe and known to be a potent endocrine disruptor, causing male fish to transform into females. The killer formaldehyde found in spray and wick deodorizers is a suspected carcinogen. Ethanolamines are irritating on the skin, eyes, and lungs, and ethanolamines are present in many consumer products ranging from cosmetics, personal care products, and household cleaning products. Volatile or organic compounds, or VOCs, including dichlorobenzamine, cause nose and throat irritation, dizziness, and asthma. Dichlorobenzamine is used to make herbicides. These products control insects in plants. It can sometimes be detected in the air. petroleum solvents in floor cleaners may damage mucous membranes. Butyllosilicate, found in many all-purpose and window cleaners, may damage your kidneys, bone marrow, liver, and your nervous system. Sodium lauryl sulfate, the small indication is the SLS, found in a large amount of the products some people blindly use every day for personal hygiene and body care. Among them are toothpaste, shampoos, lotions, soap, liquid body and facial cleaners, and more. It is skin irritant, eye irritant, and potentially carcinogenic. It is one of the most largely manufactured chemicals in the United States, since many companies use it as a cheap lathering agent. There are several fatty acids that work to cleanse the skin without disrupting the delicate acid mantle that protects it from outside elements and toxins, such as what the sodium lauryl sulfate does. The sodium lauryl sulfate has been identified as one of the primary skin irritants. This caustic lathering agent, SLS, easily destroys the lipid layers, breaching the protective layers of the skin that keep the skin smooth and supple. Sodium lauryl sulfate makes it much easier for this chemical, plus the many more chemicals which are added to it, to penetrate the skin and enter the bloodstream. Sodium lauryl sulfate has shown up in the tissues of the brain, liver, heart, and other vital organs. This strongly suggests that it is retained long-term in several bodily tissues. The chemical is not allowed as an ingredient in baby shampoo, however, because of its irritating qualities to the eyes and other sensitive membranes. Prolonged exposure can cause blurred vision and blurring and burning, by the way. It has even been linked to blindness in a few cases. Studies have shown that sodium lauryl sulfate can cause gum irritation as well. The majority of the commercially available toothpaste contain it as a foaming agent. Those that suffer from major gum diseases or irritation have been shown to recover at a much faster pace when discontinuing the use of the product containing the sodium lauryl sulfate in their oral care products. It has been implicated in hair loss as well, since it can irritate and possibly damage the hair follicles. The irritating in the follicles, when used in shampoos, it can dry out the hair shaft and dull the hair by taking away the natural luster. Learn how to make a homemade natural shampoo that works, is inexpensive, and so easy you wouldn't believe it. Make the shampoo commonly referred to as no poo. You will only need two ingredients. Never mistake simplicity for ineffectiveness. I doubt and double dog dare you to make use and compare the shampoo after you're convinced. We want you to share this information with everyone you know. First is 1 tablespoon of baking soda. Baking soda is also referred to as sodium bicarbonate, sodium hydrogen carbonate. Then there is 1 cup of water. Like I said, one of the ingredients is free. Use whatever kind of water that you wish. We use acid water, which is part of our Aging Younger water ion, as out the side of the unit into a plastic hose that goes back into the drain. Of course, that balances the pH of the outer surface of the skin very quickly, and that outer surface is a pH 5. So taking a pH 2.3 brings that pH of the outside, which is shooting up there around 19 to 20 when you bathe with all types of soaps and other products. Now next, pour about 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar into a cup and add more water. We keep 2 plastic 12-ounce cups in our shower just to mix when either of us get in. After you rinse the baking soda out, pour the apple cider vinegar over the ends of your hair. Let it sit for a minute and then rinse it out. That's all there is to it. When you are blending the ingredients, such as the baking soda and water, mix these in a small glass fruit jar with a lid, so when shaking it, it will not be a problem to mix before each time you use it in the formula on your hair. While on the subject of body cleansing, one of the biggest subjects about the body is how it is and how to improve the out surface of the skin, and we strongly recommend to our clients to use our Rejuvenous skincare products, such as our Rejuvenous Hyaluronic Acid, which helps to prevent the oxidation or darkening of existing skin melanin. Hyaluronic Acid Serum with Vitamin C is an aging younger anti-wrinkle deep moisturizing additive. Hyaluronic acid is part of the heart valves and part of our joints, so it is exactly what the body produces. Back to natural cleaning substances. Buy your poor choices. Lurking in your cleansing products are toxins, and most products even have on the label the stated fact, hazardous to humans and domestic animals. That's really small print, I'm sure. The average household contains about 62 toxic chemicals, as mentioned earlier. Phthalates are everywhere, and a tidal wave of new research has documented their wide-ranging negative health impacts. Phthalates are the choice for synthetic fragrances. Like in those smell-good sheets we mentioned earlier that you put in the dryer with your clothing, phthalates are a family of chemicals used in plastics and many other products. Manufacturers argue that in small amounts, these toxic ingredients aren't likely to be a problem. But when we are exposed to them routinely and in combinations that haven't been studied, it is impossible to accurately gauge those risks, for they, like other chemicals, collect in the skin. While a few products cause immediate reactions from acute exposure, headaches from fumes, skin burns from accidental contact, different problems arise with repeated contact of the collection in the skin. Chronic exposure adds to the body's toxic burden. The number of chemicals stored in the tissues at a given time. Now, phthalates are known endocrine disruptors. Unlike the digestive system, the skin has no safeguards against toxins. Triclosan is another tricky toxin used by manufacturers of detergents and soaps of all sorts. Triclosan is an aggressive antibacterial agent that can promote the growth of drug-resistant bacteria. That is how microbes develop resistance. It is one of the many toxins that wind up in our rivers and streams where they create toxic algae. It is thought to be an endocrine disruptor as well. Better choices would be to seek simple detergents and soaps with short ingredient lists. Quaternary ammonium compounds, or quartz, found in fabric softener liquids, and yes, those pretty little smell good sheets we just spoke of, and most household cleaners labeled antibacterial, quartz poses the same problem as triclosan. Plus, it is also suspected as being a culprit for respiratory disorders. You don't really need fabric softener or dryer sheets to soften clothes or get rid of static. Simply add vinegar. The white vinegar works just as well. Vinegar is the natural fabric softener of choice by those who choose to educate themselves. Not only is it non-toxic, it also removes soap residue in the rinse cycle and helps to prevent static cling in the dryer. White vinegar is your best choice for clothes as well as for general cleaning. Now, there are alternatives to chemical disinfectants abound, including antibacterial, antifungal tea tree oil. Mix a few drops of tea tree oil and a tablespoon of vinegar with water in a spray bottle for a safe, germ-killing, all-purpose cleaner. Add a couple of drops of lavender essential oil for the scent. The next curse on your future health is 2-butoxythionyl. 2-butoxythionyl is the key ingredient in many window and glass cleaners and gives them their characteristic sweet smell. It belongs in the category of glycoethers, a set of powerful solvents that don't mess around. Law does not require 2-butoxythionyl to be listed on the product's label. The EPA's website states that it causes sore throats when inhaled at high levels. These glycoethers can also contribute to narcosis, pulmonary edema, and severe liver and kidney damage. Now, when cleaning at home, you can actually end up getting 2-butoxyethanol in the air at levels that are higher than workplace safety standards set by the EPA. Cleaning mirrors and windows or other glass with newspaper and water diluted in clear vinegar instead, and wipe out your self-imposed death sentence. That's the best choice. You can make your own formulas with baking soda, vinegar, and essential oils. Switching to the future health killer, ammonia, which is found in polishing agents and bathroom fixtures, sinks, glass cleansers, and jewelry. Ammonia is a powerful irritant. It will affect you right away. The people who will be really affected are those who have asthma and elderly people with lung issues and breathing problems. It is almost always inhaled. People who get a lot of ammonia exposure, like housekeepers, will often develop chronic bronchitis and asthma. Ammonia can also create a poisonous gas if it is mixed with bleach. Here is a funny part. Who knew that vodka could help in improving future health? It will produce a reflective shine on any metal or mirrored surface. Now let us push on to the next future health killer, and that is chlorine. Now, whether found alone or in a mixture of other chemicals, household products that contain chlorine pose a number of serious health risks. products of special concern include automatic dishwashing detergents, chlorine bleach, chlorinated disinfectant cleaners, mildew removers, and toilet bowl cleaners. Here are some examples of how plain and simple baking soda can replace dangerous chemical cleaning products in your home. Use as a safe, non-scratch scrub for metals and porcelain. To clean your oven, simply sprinkle a cup or more of the baking soda over the bottom of the oven, then cover the baking soda with enough water to make a thick paste. Let the mixture set overnight. The next morning, the grease will be easy to wipe up because the grime will be loosened. When you have cleaned up the worst of the mess, dab a bit of liquid detergent or soap on a sponge and wash the remaining residue from the oven. To unclog a drain, pour a half cup or one cup of baking soda down the drain, then slowly pour one half to one cup of clear vinegar in after it. Cover the drain and let it sit for 15 minutes. If it bubbles like a volcano, it means it's working as planned. Flush with a gallon of boiling water. Deodorize dry carpets with sprinkling liberally with baking soda. Wait at least 15 minutes, then vacuum. To clean your silver, boil 2 to 3 inches of water in a shallow pan with 1 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, and a sheet of aluminum foil. Totally submerge silver and boil for 2 to 3 minutes more. Remove silver from the pan and wipe away the tarnish with a clean cotton cloth. The list is well worth remembering for future reference, as it covers virtually every cleaning situation you can think of. Here are a few of my favorite tips from the last list. Deodorizing toilet scrub, pour a half cup of baking soda and 10 drops of tea tree essential oil into the toilet bowl, followed by 1/4 cup of vinegar. Scrub with a toilet brush. Tub and shower scrub. Combat mildew and spraying straight white vinegar onto the area. Let it sit for 30 minutes. Scrub with a sponge if needed and rinse with warm water. For more heavily duty grime, mix baking soda with a small amount of liquid Castile soap, which scrub and rinse. Soap scum can also be cleaned using a small amount of coconut oil on a damp cloth. Spray the area with white vinegar and wipe down with the lint-free cloth. Antibacterial disinfectants. Bathrooms are breeding grounds for germs of all kinds, but antibacterial products, such as those containing triclosan we mentioned earlier, can do more harm than good. And has declared the antibacterial agent an environmental toxin and has posed regulations that would sharply reduce their existence. All-purpose countertop cleaners, mix equal parts of vinegar and water and spray and wipe. We have absolutely coming to a graceful end here. Always remember that we are always here for you, and you can give us a call at 954-742-4430 to set up a consultation about any of your health issues or to ask for more information, which we have outlined here today. As we referred to earlier, purchasing one of our Aging Younger water ionizers would be a giant step in the right direction for improving your health. It is our duty and our respect for all to help. Please listen to our show every Wednesday at 7. Thank you and have a wellness week.
David and Stephanie truly hope you enjoyed today's podcast and learned a lot of excellent information about how to stay healthy naturally. Like the old adage says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And with the information you've learned today, you can put prevention to work for you right now. By the way, if you want one-on-one help and advice from Stephanie and David, you can call them at 954-742-4430 or visit their website at www.agingyounger.net today. Thanks for joining us on Aging Younger Radio. Here's to your health, naturally.